Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
All right, we have fun with audio here. I've not heard this, but apparently it comes from a NFL GM.
You are correct, sir.
Who was speaking today about the NFL draft. That's coming next week. Apparently he's gassed up about it.
I see what you did there.
This is Jags GM Trent Baalke. And by the way, let me just state before we play this. Ryan Buckley, our producer, who's the one who brought this to my attention. You know, Baalke, he's a Niners fan.
Used to be the Niners GM.
Yes, he did.
Well, that's what I'm saying. So Buckley's a Niners fan. Trent Baalke used to be the Niners GM. Perhaps Buckley planted this fart.
Interesting. Oh, because I got an axe to grind with Trent.
This is a digital fart. It's not even real.
Mm. Right.
Well, you will hear the doctored version from me.
It's a deep fake.
I mean, with AI and deep fakes, can we ever trust a fart again? I mean, look, if you get caught farting, just pull a Trump and be like, wrong, wasn't me, didn't do it.
Yeah, you can just call, call deep fake. No, they added that fart.
Yeah.
Wasn't me.
Yeah, didn't do it.
So here, okay, so let's take a listen. He's talking about the draft.
So this is the original version. About halfway through, about 4 seconds in, you hear him pause and apologize for his fart that is barely audible.
Still got a couple of days going through. Coach and I haven't sat down and gone through the final board yet.
It's fantastic.
Oh, my God.
It's fantastic.
And now we've amplified it a little bit. Okay. Here's what it sounds like.
Still got a couple of days going through. Coach and I haven't sat down and gone through the final board yet.
Sorry.
That doesn't sound real.
It's awesome.
Can you play the first one again?
Yeah. This is the real unedited fart.
Still got a couple of days going through. Coach and I haven't sat down and gone through the final board yet.
The way he excuses himself, it's very obvious.
How
he
great.
Just rolls with
phenomenal.
It.
How great is it that he just went, excuse me.
What are you going to do? Can I just say, we need to normalize people that just brush off farts.
Dude.
Because it happens.
You're so right.
And he's like, what, hey man, one slipped out. I felt a little gassy and bloaty. He probably thought it was going to be silent. It wasn't. And he just dropped to excuse me and kept rolling. How is it any different than when we get a little burp that comes up? You don't feel ashamed at that. You're like, sorry. And you move on.
If all farts were at higher decibels and could be heard by everyone.
No, we'd be disgusted.
Wouldn't we?
Yes.
Think about it. I was just at the Masters. Walking around at the Masters. Oh. All farts are audible.
Yeah. Dude, it's just...
Even with the players.
With all the pimento cheese going on, are you kidding me? That would be one big fart factory.
Yeah.
It would just be nonstop.
We'd be disgusted.
Yes.
Now, I'm with you. I will let a rip pretty much anywhere.
What are you supposed to do?
Right? I mean, I don't want to hotbox anyone.
Yeah.
But if you're outside...
You do in here all the time. You hotbox me.
Well, so do you, fella. So that's just...
it kind of comes with the territory.
It's the way it goes.
Exactly.
I mean, I'm not going outside
to... No. And I'll tell you this, too. Like, public farting can be fantastic. Airplanes, concerts. When when it is really loud and you can fart as loud as you want and try to make it as loud as you want, knowing that no one can hear it, I take a certain satisfaction and just give a little chuckle. And sometimes, like, my family will be with me at a concert, and they'll look over, and they'll see me smiling, and they're like, really? And I'm like, oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. I'm like, dude, I've been blowing this thing up for, like, 30 minutes, and no one's the wiser.
Yeah, the airplane's a good one.
Airplane takeoff? Oh, you got one? Just wait until that engine revs up. Let her rip.
Yeah, I don't even think it has to be that. I was watching Oppenheimer on the way back from Atlanta, and I was...
Yeah, you're just getting out
I was pouring it on. No one knew a thing.
The best part is occasionally this happens... Because at gyms, everyone's wearing headphones, right?
Yeah.
And so most of the headphones now are noise canceling. And so I think people just assume because they can't hear, other people can't. So there'll be people on the treadmill and they will just blow one out. And they are, I think they just assume that no one can hear. And you're like, oh, like, but everyone heard that. It's great.
I respect it.
Yeah, me too.
I have no problem with it.
Nah.
I really don't.
Yeah.
It's a natural. Hmm? Bodily function.
Trent, excuse me.
Excuse me. At least he excused himself. I'm like, hey, sorry.
Yeah.
Excuse me.
Excuse me.
Oh, Trent Baalke.
Sounds a little bit like a swine. Sounds like a pig.
Excuse me.
A little bit. A little suey.
A little pig grunting down there.
Yeah.
Excuse me.
Wow. Well, I respect him more now.
Oh, yeah. Look, and there's times where it's worse than others. My dog machine gun farts sometimes when he climbs the steps. It cracks me up. He's just this big monster, and he just like with every so he kind of lumbers up the steps, and with every step, every sway, you just hear, and he'll drop like six of them in a row, and I will just be at the bottom of the stairs dying.
Dude, dog's farting is even better than humans.
It is. And he gets to the landing and turns around and is like, what are you doing? He has no idea that I am just down there like dying of laughter. I'm like, don't ever change, buddy. Don't ever change.
Last night, my newborn woke us up at about 4 a.m. He was kind of fussy. Walk in there, and he's kicking his legs up and down, and then he just goes... And then he's done. He's like, ha. Ah. And he
Thanks,
went back
guys.
To sleep.
Yeah.
Someone's saying the hairdresser fart was sneaky blow dryer trick. The only problem with that is.
That's rough because
that's
your
rough.
Nose level.
Yeah, you're right there. And if that thing ends up, you know, that thing ends up being stinky, then you're, you know, you better be prepared to own that one with your hairdresser and be like, I'm sorry. Like that's
wait, you're getting your hair.
Yeah, you're like they're
or you're the hairdresser.
No, they're blow drying your hair, and you're like, and you can let one rip, but you better be real confident that that's not going to stink. Otherwise, you know that's the only awkward moment is that if you blow something up, and then you just have to sit there and be like, look, I am sorry, that's not okay.
Well, I think I never really own it unless I'm amongst. You know, like my wife, I'll be like, yeah. She'll be like, was that you?
Yeah.
Like, of course.
Excuse me.
You know that. But I have to just deny like in a situation like with the hairdresser.
How are you going to think there's no one around?
I know, but I just, it's like
that very famous Peter Griffin moment from Family Guy where it's him and one other person in an elevator and he just goes, it was you.
The worst moment I've ever had, and to this day, I still feel bad about it. We were in El Paso playing UTEP. And it was an early game, so our pregame meal was at like 5:30 in the morning. So we go down, and you eat, and you get your ankles taped, and then you go back up to the room, get ready, and you go to the stadium. And I had my ankles taped and everything, and I went down, and I had eggs ranchero that morning. Ooh. And they did not agree with me at all. And so I got in the elevator, and there was no one there. And, you know, there's just me and, like, well, like, no one else. It was me and, like, two other, you know, teammates. And I... just had to let it go. And I thought I maybe had done something. And it was the worst smell that I have ever created in my life. I was embarrassed at how bad it was. My buddies are gagging. And they got off the elevator early. Like they wouldn't ride up. It was that bad. And I was kind of laughing to myself, but I was like, whatever. It's just me in the elevator. And it gets to my floor and it opens up and there's the flight crew. Like, you know, the getting ready to leave to probably go on the next flight. So you get the people in the nice suits and they got the luggage and all that. And I just thought to myself, oh my God, I am so sorry. So I just got off the elevator, didn't say a word. They got on. And as the doors were closing, I heard out loud, good God.
Way to go, dude.
And the elevator shut.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
They walked in to the worst smelling. I'm sure they thought that I had absolutely crapped my pants. I will never forget the sound of panic and horror in that, dear God, as those elevator doors close.
I find that to preemptively fart, like, again, around just family, like my kid or whatever, I'll do the pull my finger.
Yeah.
I still roll with that.
Yeah. It's a classic.
Just because if you don't, which most people don't pull the finger,
yeah,
I just let it rip anyway. Yeah. And now it's like.
But if someone gives you the pull the finger, it's an oldie but a goodie.
It is an oldie but a goodie.
Like when.
Now. Did Balky kind of do the one cheek lift?
It didn't seem like it. He just kind of paused.
there wasn't a roll. It's like the Philly shell. You got
because
roll.
There is video of him speaking when it happens. He doesn't seem to give any left or right movement. By the way, a comment from our YouTube stream. Someone says, I had an older manager who would fart and apologize and acted like nothing happened or it wasn't a big deal. Everyone just assumed he couldn't help it. This is my old man dream.
Fantastic.
Yeah, that's beautiful.
The older you get,
you don't care.
You don't care. You can get away with it. Yeah. But like when I farted and then Clay Helton walked into it, I felt bad.
I was
embarrassed. Yeah, me and Rob were sitting around at the media day and it was just me and him. So I let one go and it was bad. And like, you know, Rob's like, oh,
eggs ranchero bad?
No. The eggs ranchero, something was wrong. The eggs ranchero, that was. They poisoned us.
Sook's had some bad ones in the studio, though.
Yeah.
And that was a bad one.
The Clay Helton one was bad, but I was laughing because it was just me and Rob. And the USC guy comes over and is like, and it's like he wasn't supposed to be there for like another 20 minutes. He's like, we have Clay Helton for you. And in my mind, I'm like, don't. Oh. And you know what?
Hey, coach, how are you?
Clay Helton, to his credit, didn't say a
That's
word.
That's exactly what happened. And
yes.
He rolled with it.
He rolled with it.
Yeah, he's greatness.
But you
for
know,
that.
He sat down and looked right at me and he knew. And I thought about it. I'm like, do I apologize or do I just ignore it? And he ignored it like a champ. Say what you will about Clay Helton. Mm-hmm. He took that like a champ.
Well, ladies and gentlemen, there is hot sports fart talk.
Trent Baalke.
I'm the fan. Trent Baalke. Hey, owning it, though.
Yeah.
Gotta love that.
Yeah.
All right. How much did they pay Mario Cristobal last year?
Jeez.
That's next. Here is Buck.
Excuse me.
We just rolled, brother.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.